40.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Yeah.
New year, 2018.
2018, 2018, however you want to say it, it's here.
It's here.
We're already a few days into the new year.
Yes, I had to come all the way down from camping to come and wish everybody a happy new year. We needed some more supplies. Our children are eating us out of tent.
House and tent.
House and tent. Tent.
Hey, and I tell you what, that star was brilliant.
Oh.
Remember? Did you have fun doing it together as a family?
I did, actually. Everybody actually, you know, clubbed in and did their thing. There was a bit of, this is so... But they actually all enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I know, quietly they did.
You didn't tell us, though, and I don't know whether you actually had time by the time you'd posted it, to whether any of the other families kind of saw you doing it and that they decided that was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, I think there were one or two, but I don't know how the stars held up in the tents, and not everybody put them on top. So, yeah, there were little trees and stuff, and I saw there were a few little stars on the trees, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome.
So, yeah, that was good.
So, a whole new year.
A whole new year. How exciting.
Now, what's your plans? Or have you even thought about that? As you know, and all of our listeners out there know that I'm not a planner, so...
Yes. Well, we are. We've got to be planners. Know. Yeah, we coaches, so we've got to, you know, practice what we preach. Yes, actually, we've got a great plan this year, and it starts off with moving to the Bay of Plenty.
I just don't quite know what to say.
Yeah, we've decided to move out of Auckland and go and settle in the Bay of Plenty, the beautiful Bay of Plenty. So.
Do I smell or something? I've lost a car to bloody Dunedin, you to Tauranga, or down the Bay of Plenty, which I say Tauranga, but I always kind of think of the Bay of Plenty as... Wow, that's fantastically exciting.
They say, you know, your goals have to excite you and they've got to scare you a little bit at the same time, and I think this is one that's really doing both. So we're on the right track, and it's exciting, scary, but we know that we're ready for a change. So
what a great place to be as well.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. I think we're all ready for a bit of a change. You know, we immigrated from New Zealand 16 years ago, and we had to base ourselves in Auckland because of the manufacturing industry, which is what John, you know, predominantly worked in then. However, with our business and with coaching and with his leadership skills, it means that we can actually base ourselves anywhere now, which is fabulous.
Yeah.
So we've decided to spread our wings a little bit and see
how exciting
how it goes. Yeah. So
that's fantastic. Now, Kian's still at school.
She is. So she's starts year 11 this year.
Oh, gosh. Tell me what year 11 is. Is it fifth form? Is she doing her...
It's the first year of NCA. I don't know the forms.
So that's probably around fifth form for us oldies out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume year 11 is about fifth form.
Yes, I presume. I only know
that's
the
her first lot of big exams.
Yes. Okay. So we thought we wanted to get settled, you know, before that get started.
I think so, because you probably wouldn't want to go halfway through the year.
No.
It's a bit disruptive.
No, it
then,
is a bit disruptive.
Yeah.
So we, you know, wanting to get that all settled before exams.
Actually, now, interestingly enough, now it could work either one way or the other. So she won't have friends to distract her good friends that were here.
Yeah.
You know what you do, like, when you're a teenager in school and, but she might have a new group of friends that might distract her down there, but at least she'll be going in this year starting afresh.
So
wow.
Exciting. Yeah, so we're all ready for it as much as we can be, I guess. There's always the anomaly of different things happening, but we're ready. Bring it on.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Bay of Plenty, watch out. Here come Kim and John.
Yeah, it's never going to be the same again.
No.
We're going to be on the billboards, I think. Watch out for these two.
Oh, that's fantastic news. So what a great start to 2018. A whole new chapter.
A whole new chapter.
Yeah, turn over that page and just see what happens.
We've got some workshops that we've got going too. So we've got, I've got what I'm calling Teens to Queens. It's a workshop that I'm running on the 27th of this month, so January. It's the last Saturday before the schools start. And it's about helping girls love who they are. You know, we've got a stylist on board, so she can, you know, help you accentuate your assets and dress comfortably and what you enjoy wearing to make sure that, you know, you feel good about yourself. We've got somebody coming in to do makeup and, you know, chat about makeup and explain that less is actually more. You don't have to cake yourself. It's just accentuating your, you know, your, again, your assets of what you like about yourself. And then we're going to do a pamper session with all natural skin products. And then I'm going to chat to the girls about, you know, learning how to read body language. Things like how to say no, but without upsetting anybody, and learning to love who you are and attracting a positive energy to yourself, and learning how, you know, your thoughts actually do have so much power. So little things like that. So yeah, it's going to be a fun day. We've also got some Segway adventures that we're going to have.
Oh, fun, yeah.
So that's going to be a bit of fun as well. So yeah, it's a, just generally a really fun day to help teach our girls.
This is the 27th of January?
27th of January, yeah.
What day is that? That's a Saturday.
Okay. So it's from 10 to about 3:30. And
where is that going to be?
That's going to be out at Kumu.
Okay, in Auckland,
West Auckland, yes. So we will be organising lifts for those that need, you know, to get there that don't have wheels to get there. And, yeah, it's just for girls from between the ages of 13 and 16.
Yeah.
I think it's a really important time in their lives. There's lots of changes going on. And I think it's important that they learn to love who they are and not care about what the world's trying to dictate to them.
So how do our young teenage ladies, how do they register for this?
They can contact me.
Right.
I can put something up on our Facebook page.
We must do that.
Yeah, and they can just contact me and say, look, I'm interested. And, yeah, we take it from there.
Fantastic. I think that's just an awesome workshop, and what a great way for our young ladies to start the year.
So in John, we're running another leadership workshop probably February, March. We're just confirming dates right now. So that's our plan, is to run a few workshops again this year. And keep.
So you might be popping back up into Auckland every so often.
Yes, no, we will. We definitely will. We're not gone forever, that's for sure.
Oh.
Actually, how about yourself?
Well, and actually, just before we talk about that, just something I wanted to share, and that was a colleague shared this with me. Actually, it wasn't long before Christmas, and she was talking about a leadership course she had been on many, many, many years ago. And they also had a stylist come in and kind of stylist makeup. And she said she'll never forget it in her life. She said this lady came in, she was all blinged up to the nines, and throughout her session, she de-blinged, if you like, if there's ever such a word.
Oh, okay, good.
Right down to taking all of her makeup off.
Fantastic.
Just to show people that, well, how, you know, the different, if you're going to bling up, yes, you're going to look like this person.
Yes.
But actually, let's look at the beauty you have. Depending on the situation you're going in.
And that's what we're trying to focus on is, you know, love the skin you're in. Love the person that you are and that you're developing into. You know, so many of our girls will either cover themselves with layers and layers of clothes or wear clothes that are way too big for them or too small for them and show too much. So it's finding that balance and things that make you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But also that look great. Because we, you know, if we look great, we feel great. So it's just finding that fine line.
It's interesting, isn't it, how we think about that? I remember, you know, last year when I went to Australia, went to the Gold Coast for the weekend, and it didn't matter what size shape you were. I was kind of blown away by all of the young girls wearing short shorts.
Mm.
And it did not matter. I seriously say it did not matter what shape you were. And I was sitting there talking about it with my friend, and I thought, gosh, look, she said, and she lives in Australia, and she said, well, that's normal. They don't care. And I thought, well, maybe we shouldn't care. Why are we so hung up
exactly
about our bodies? But I know that because I'm hung up about mine, so I can't talk really.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know, and it starts from such a young age.
Yeah.
It's loving who you are, whatever shape that is, whatever form that is, and it starts from a really young age.
We have to break free. We'll be right back.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free. I've got to break free.
Well, there we are. We're breaking free. And I tell you what, I'm breaking free this year for about 6 weeks.
Oh.
Yep. So I have a significant birthday coming up this year, 21.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we're going to do the Trans-Siberian Express.
How awesome.
So going from Hong Kong up through China, through Mongolia, Siberia and Russia. Ending up in Russia.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's our big trip this year and something we're really looking forward to.
I'm sure.
For the first 6 months, it's just going to be head down, bum up.
Yes.
Working hard to try and save some spending money.
Yes, indeed.
And then we're just going to go and enjoy ourselves.
6 weeks of bliss. How beautiful. Well, you'll have to use our visa specialists for your Russian visa. You don't want to do those on your own.
Oh, gosh, no. No, I've heard about that as well. And I've heard for the Mongolian visa, that's actually the consulates in Canberra, Australia. So you have to get that sent over there and all of those fun things.
Yeah,
that
visa specialists will be able to do that for you. So
yes.
You get hold of them.
Absolutely.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Really. But isn't that why... You know, it's a new year, it's a new start, everything's fresh, everybody's got more energy. I mean, at the end of last year, let's face it, we were all pretty damn tired.
Everybody was
getting a bit craggy.
Yeah.
And people were just tired and needed a break. Now we've had our break, or in the middle of it, and, you know, we've got all these new ideas and new goals for the new year. And we've all got that renewed energy.
And for our listeners out there, Kim's looking at me as if I've written down my goals.
Yeah, right. I'm still going to have to nail you down to that.
Hey there, in my head.
You've got your Trans-Siberian goals, so that's
exactly,
great.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's... but I think it's keeping in mind of finding that balance in our goals. You know, when we start putting goals together, it's so often... We tend to focus, maybe if we've got a business, we focus everything on the business.
That's true, and not ourselves.
And not on ourselves. And we do have to remember that the more we put into ourselves, the more energy we have to give to our goals and other people around us.
Talking about ourselves, Kim, I have a wee confession to make.
Oh.
I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh. Well, I've got a confession too. Neither am I.
Oh.
Whoops.
Okay, well, for our listeners out there, we're not going to be here.
We won't be here.
What are we going to do for them?
The music will be here. The music will keep them up.
Yeah, let's put on some really neat music to kind of all that energy and our spirits and into 2018.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome. All right. Well, we won't see you the same time, same place next week, but we will see you the following week. So enjoy just a little bit of music and kicking back next week, and we'll be back in the following week.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you all.
So we're back here again, tiptoeing round the edge of the end. Wondering who'll be last to admit that we're finally over. Time 21, the day that we met. Terrible shoes, implausible dress. It's funny how sad the funny things get as you go. Can we do the better or worse? I am tethered to you. If it's not either of us, just tell me who.